John, after a difficult first 15 minutes, what a fine performance from a young team that was.
Yeah, it was excellent. It's more than I could have wished for, really, with the debutants that we had and with Amadou Bakayoko getting his three goals from his first start. So, really good. Lots of positives. I said to them beforehand that it's really important you don't see this as them being the underdogs, because our total appearance for the team we put out was around 480. Theirs was going towards 3,000. So I said they're a seasoned League Two team, some good professionals in their ranks. So if you can go out there and match them, and then your ability will shine through, I think, which is what we've shown tonight. Some of the goals and some of the play, the phases of play, I thought were excellent. And Maz got his reward as well for his goal. And Kieran gets another one, 3-3. So lots of positives and lots of things to build on and learn from and to push on ready for Northampton in 10 days' time.
That first goal gave Amadou so much confidence. The second and third finishes were terrific.
Yeah, he was a handful, because they've not played a three this year, so I was expecting 4-4-2, so they've obviously switched it a bit, maybe tried to do a job on Osthuma, which I'm sure they found tonight is very difficult. Even if you're man-marking, he always finds space. And Amma's occupied the centre-halves fantastically well, and they couldn't handle him tonight. He was too strong, too powerful, and he's starting to understand now what he's going to be as a player and how he can occupy centre-halves and pull off the shoulder and show up short. So lots of the stuff we're doing now is starting to come into fruition. And more pleasing, you get Callum Cockermollet, who's dead on his legs at the end, but you can see the energy and the heart that he's got, and that's why we've given him a professional contract.
And Maz Kuyar, you were about to bring him off. You delayed the substitution 60 seconds. It couldn't have come off better, because that was a very good first touch and finish.
Yeah, Maz is a very good technical player. That's why I've started him tonight, because I think he deserves to start tonight. Of course, Josh Ginnelly will be disappointed. But Maz has done well pre-season. He's been chomping at the bit. And when he's come on, he's done really well, like he did at the weekend. So I gave him his chance tonight. He was a little bit hit and miss in the first half, but his defensive shape was really good. But then he gets his rewards for his hard work. And I keep saying to them, keep trying, keep knocking at the door, and eventually it will turn. And that shows him tonight that he gets his reward. And he took it so well, didn't he? Great finish.
To be fair to Grimsby, they've tested the defence all night. They've created a number of openings for themselves. And, you know, the defenders have earned their keep tonight.
Yeah, they have. It's, of course, there's bits that we need to work on about how we can go and engage them a bit earlier, maybe stop crosses, because I think still we probably have too many crosses coming into the box. So we'll work on that. From my defensive side, when I play, there's stuff that I can do to help them with that. But I've seen them put Stevenish to bed at the weekend. So they're not a bad team. Bogle was a threat first half, so they're okay. They'll win more than they lose, Grimsby. And so it's a credit to the boys with such a young team and an inexperienced team, how we can go and put them to bed with and score five goals, which is a credit to the boys.
It was a gamble, that starting 11, wasn't it?
Life's a gamble, but for me, it's everything's a calculated risk. And if I'm going to trust my players, I have to trust them. I say to them, I believe in you. The pitch is still the same size. The ball's still round. There's still two goals. It's 11v11. Go and play it as if you're on the training pitch. There's not going to be a great atmosphere, but create your own atmosphere tonight. And I think you can see the lads that were here and the fans that came saw a really good football match and saw some young players who potentially have got a lot of heart, a lot of technical ability, and tactically are very acute. In what they do, but the long effect of that is that I'm going to get some players through this system, and I'm going to get players who are going to like support and play for Walsall over the next two or three years.